thank everybody for showing up again in August 27th, 2013, for our study. As we study through the Word, we're trying to get a better understanding of why we're here on planet Earth, what is the purpose, and where's our goals. So we'll begin with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for this wonderful day that you have granted to us, giving us strength, health, and opportunity to move about and think and just do things that you would have us to do. So we just ask that you open our minds, our consciousness, that we might be able to perceive your words, understand, give us understanding and knowledge from on high. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Now, does everybody have the study open?
No, still looking for it.
Okay, all right. Mope? Mope, you still with us? All right. I didn't hear her drop out, so she must be doing something or have us on mute. Okay. As she's looking her thing. Hello, someone, come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was me.
Okay, you went off and came back on, cool. Okay. Okay, since we've been studying, we're trying to understand from the beginning of time until today, okay? We know that we talked about how many years have man been on the planet since his fallen condition?
He said that 2,000, 3,000, right?
Jabari?
Leave it was 6.
Yeah, 6. Make life easy for yourself. How many days of there is there of creation?
6, 7. No,
6 days of creation and the 7th day is a day of rest. No creation. Nothing was done except the Sabbath was created. That's it. No work was done. Okay. So if you look at it in reference to that, it'll help give you a panoramic view of history. Because everything works in cycles. Some will say ages. Okay? Okay, in this cycle, we have things that repeat each other. 7 is perfection. That's what it represents. And so that's why it was 6 days of labor and the 7th day rest, and then the 7-day cycle starts again. So that's why that was created. So there'll be, so far from now, when the Messiah comes back, he's going to reign for how long?
1,000 years.
Okay, 1,000 years. Everyone knows where those scriptures are found?
The Revelations.
Okay, in the book of Revelation and Peter. Okay, that's in Revelation chapter 20. Okay, now, so the cycle is you have 7 days that's a week. 6 days you work, the 7th day you rest. So, in like manner, the Bible talks about sabbaticals. Do you know what a sabbatical is? You know what a Sabbath is, so what is a sabbatical?
Taking the Sabbath off?
Yes, it deals with 7 again. That is correct. It has to do with land. 6 years, you're supposed to work the land, and then the 7th land, you let the land rest. That's called the sabbatical. Okay, y'all follow that?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, these are all parallels, and I'm trying to get you so you can see the bigger picture. Okay, then you have what they call a jubilee. Okay, so you have 7 days, and then you have 7 years. And then you have seven millenniums, okay? That's 7,000 years. So if he's going to come, if he's, so when do you think he's going to come back to planet Earth? So he can live and reign for 1,000 years.
At
what
of
part of the cycle?
The 7,000th, end of the millennium.
Okay, so he's going to come back in which time?
What do you mean, like the 7,000 years? Like, so he'll come back
right,
at the
right,
end
right. He's going to reign for 1,000 years. So that 6,000 years have to expire in sin, and then we're going to live and reign with him for 1,000 years to make 7,000-year cycle complete.
Oh, okay.
Got
that
it?
That kind of makes sense, yeah.
Okay, so this is how all this works. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If you could remember, you know, Sabbath, sabbatical, sabbatical millennium, you got it down. So we know that he's coming soon. That means we have to be somewhere close to our 6,000-year of reign of sin on planet Earth. For redemption has come into the picture for 6,000 years. Then the 7,000th year, that 1,000 years, will live and reign with him in his sabbatical millennial reign. Okay? Okay, so that'll make it easy so you can always remember where we are in time. 6,000 years is basically expired, and this is about over. Okay? That'll help you a little bit. Okay. So now, during this time frame, so creation was not just an accident. Creation was made for a specific purpose, and it fulfilled something. He creates us in his image, okay, in 6 days, seventh day rest. Then he spent 6,000 years reshaping us into his image. Again, check that out. You like that? And then we'll
yes.
live and reign with him for 1,000 years. Okay. So that's how that correlates. Now, the next question is, okay, we know when man sinned, what happened?
We were put into
how pain. How was humans created in Yahweh's image? In Yeshua's image. I mean, in Elohim's image.
We had those four components.
I'm listening. You got to talk to me now. These are question time.
Okay. We had the mind of the Messiah. We had the flesh that wasn't bad flesh yet. We had the Holy Spirit. And we had free will.
Okay. Jabari, is that the answer to my question? Do y'all remember the question?
The question was, how are we made in his image in the beginning?
Okay.
And then
that means you have to explain every component that he had, we had. That's the only way that we can compare the two, right?
Yeah,
okay.
We have the spirit, the mind, and those are the two that I can think of. I mean, he didn't have flesh. Wasn't. And the will, I guess everyone has will. Yeah, you could say that. So those are the three I could think of.
Okay, now y'all going to tell me how this maps into Yahweh? I mean, you tell me how it maps into man.
Yeah,
how
humans
made in the image of Elohim.
Yeah, well, the Holy Spirit. Pretty self-explanatory, right?
Okay. We both have a spirit. Okay, cool.
Let's see. The free will. The will would be the will of the Messiah, which would be according, well, compared to him, it would be, well, let me think about something else. The mind would be the word, right? The word,
is
no.
The mind the word? Is your mind your word?
No, my mind would be my, oh, gosh. Whenever we talk
about
it.
I need y'all to think. That's what I need y'all to do. I don't want y'all to regurgitate anything. That's what it sounds like. Y'all not thinking about my question. Okay, tell me what my question is.
Your question is, what are the components of man as they relate to Yahweh? How are we made in his image? So what did he have that we have? In the beginning of time, we were made after him.
Okay, cool. So the easiest way to do that is by starting with Yahweh, his components, and then explain how they are related to us. That's the easiest way. Y'all are making it complicated because y'all are going the other way.
So
what makes up Elohim? I mean, it's that simple.
The Word, the Spirit, and his brain.
Right, Yahweh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The brain. The control set. Okay. So you got these three. Now, how do these relate to humans?
Because you use... Because
that's how we are made in his image, if we can relate these three to humans. If you can't, then we're not made in his image. After his likeness. Okay, you got the three components. Explain each one as it relates to humans, please.
Okay. Yahweh is the mind.
Okay.
And Yeshua
is the control center, the mind, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, control center. Yeshua was the Word, and in humans, the Word would be...
You don't know what the Word is in humans? Wait, are you talking to me?
Exactly, but I mean, as compared to the components that he had listed before, you know what I mean?
Right, but remember, the Word is what? Your thoughts made what? Audible. That's all it is. And that's all the Word is. Yeshua is nothing but Yahweh's made audible to humans so that we can hear and see and understand him. That's it. That's all he came for. He can come for nothing else. That's the only way we communicate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our primary means of communication. So that is a component of Yahweh, is a component of humans, right? That's how we're made in his image, okay? And what's the third component?
Spirit.
Okay, and how does the spirit work?
It's like your body, your flesh.
Whoa.
Yeah, it just moves by your thoughts. It you know, your thoughts say, hey, move your arm, move your leg, walk. That's what you do, right?
Yes.
So... those are the three components. So when somebody's trying to understand Yahweh, I mean, or Yeshua, or the Messiah, or Elohim, you can make that parallel. When he was made like us, it ain't three little units running around out there. It's one unit working in harmony, just as every human being is made. And so every human being has those components, are made in his image. Simple as that. So those are the type of things we want y'all to be able to try to, you know, understand, because y'all understand it for 1 week, and then if you don't study it, then you lose it.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly what keeps happening.
Okay, so you have to think about it. Okay, now that we've been able to define who Elohim is, now the next question is, why do you care about us? Why do you make us for? And how did he make us? In the beginning, the first Adam, as we might call him. What was the purpose for creating humans?
He wanted something in his own image.
That's it. So that we can rule the world. We can be the gods of this world. That's right.
Yeah.
And what did he give us what did he give us in charge of? Everything, right?
Yeah.
Have dominion and you know, replenish the earth and
name all
it. Mm-hmm. Sustainability. He has taught us to be sustainable, live in harmony with nature and with your Elohim. That's it. So, yeah, so he wanted us to be made in his image, so he made us, and some say that Satan and some of the angels got jealous, and so that's why they wanted to bring us down. But we don't know all the details, but that's what people say. So the next thing we know is that we're under attack by Lucifer. Okay? And we were created like him. And what components did we have to keep us in check? Were we robots or were we given an option?
We were given a free will, which we could choose whatever we wanted to do. Which was a very interesting point last week when we were talking about how he tricked Eve whenever he told her that Yahweh did a lot of stuff that he didn't say. Because they did have
so how were they created? What was their component?
The components were their mind, was their flesh, was their spirit. Well, not their spirit, the spirit of Yahweh. That's what they were created with.
Okay, so... Okay, you could have two different types of minds, so you didn't tell me much.
Well, I mean, they were given the mind of the Messiah when they were made.
Okay, which is the mind of Yahweh, mind of Elohim. Yep, okay. And there's two types of spirits we can have.
Yes, the Holy Spirit.
Well, yeah, good.
Okay. Right, and you already said free will, choice, and flesh. Okay, so man was created. He had what? How many fighting? How many what? He had 100% what?
100% holy.
Say again?
Like 100% holy or 100% in his image.
That's right. But remember, the angels had free will also. Lucifer had free will also, but they winded up falling. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So Adam and Eve were given free will, and guess what it did? So they had three, they had at least two against one, right?
Correct.
They had two that were fighting for him, and they had one that could mess up this whole thing. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, what were the two things that was holding everything in check? And what was the one thing that blew everything?
The mind of the Messiah and the Holy Spirit were holding it in check, and the free will was able to blow up everything.
That's correct. So the question is asked, is it good to have free will? Huh?
Well, it's kind of like what I always tell people, my friends, and probably what I'll tell my kids too. I'll be like, hey, you know, at the end of the day, I will suggest something to you, but at the end of the day, it's your decision. You can either go against it, I'll tell you the consequence right now, but at the end of the day, you can choose to do it. So some people just want to do the hard thing. Some people want to learn the hard way. Some people just want to go against it just because they feel like going against it. Rebellious. So free will gives people the opportunity to learn from their own mistakes or continue to wobble in their mistakes and keep making more and more. So
do you think it's a good thing?
I don't know if it's a good thing, but...
Hey, that's a trick question. It's a trick question.
I can't say it's a good thing, but it's something that I've learned to accept, and I tell people, like, if you want my advice, I'll tell you what to do. And I'll tell you the consequence if you go this way or if you go that way. And if you decide to go the other way, then I will tell you what's going to happen. And it's on you if you decide to do it, which usually happens. But that's your own personal choice. That's all you. So,
yep, that is an issue. So that it was a trick question because who knows? Then the question is, okay, that you have a choice to choose to do what's right and to do what's wrong. Okay, and we found out that 1/3 of the angels chose wrong, Lucifer chose wrong, Adam and Eve chose wrong, all of these and their descendants of Adam have winded up in this mess. Now, wouldn't it have been better for him to make robots?
No. No, robots aren't any fun. You know, like
but
it's like...
But don't we have a mess here?
Well, yeah, but it's like programming someone, like, to love you. So, like, if you were able to brainwash, like, your boyfriend or, well, like, if I could brainwash Carrie into, like, marrying me, but he didn't really love me, but he thought he did, you know, it's better that he made his own decision because it's more genuine, you know what I mean? And it's his decision, so it's better that way as opposed to you making someone do something. Like, the reward is so much greater.
Well, we would think so. No problem. So the question is, Yahweh decided to do that. He didn't want robots. He could have made us robots, but he didn't want them. So he wants us to choose to serve him. Because at the end of the day, everything he has given to us is good. That's the bottom line. So, okay. So once Adam and Eve, Lucifer and all of these people had this choice and they fallen or chose the wrong way, then what state did it put us in? As you said before, we were perfect and holy and righteous.
Well, makes us sinful now. We're sinful.
Yep, we're born and shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That is correct. That's where we find ourselves. So, chained to this world, soul under sin, to obey the law of sin, which is in our members, or what we might call in our sinful flesh.
Hmm.
So that's the condition we find ourselves in when we're born. And so now, do we want to be free from that? Or do we love it? Or do we even know that we're in it? Are we conscious enough to know what is really going on? Or are we asleep at the wheel, thinking we're driving when it's on cruise control? These are the questions that we have to ask ourselves and try to understand. These are the points that we have to wrestle with. Because at the end of the day, why are you here? Do y'all know why y'all are here? Have y'all figured out why y'all are here? Do y'all want to know why you're here? Have you even given the thought that why you're here?
It is something to think about. It's that way you live a driven life, you know. You have a purpose in life. You understand your purpose, and you live a purpose-driven life. I read that book, by the way.
I see. Was it good?
I don't know.
It's a good book. I might read it again. I read it about a year ago or two. So. It's a good book.
Okay, so you too. Have y'all figured out your purpose? Have y'all thought about a purpose? Have y'all understood what your purpose? Where are y'all at in this experience of yours?
Definitely haven't figured out my purpose. Go ahead, Bert.
Yeah, I'm in the process of figuring it out, but I feel like I know that
something for me to do is to help others, you know, with their problems and reach out to others. That's what I feel like. You know, because I feel like I was blessed to be in the situation, how I was raised, and this and that. So I feel like I want to give people guidance in the correct way, rather than just taking my blessing and running away with it into the distance. So that's what I feel.
And what age did you decide that you came up with this purpose of yours?
I don't know. I guess after I graduated from college.
Did that put you at what age?
Graduated from college, so I guess that's around 21, 22.
Okay, only you know, Jabari. I mean, we didn't live your life for you, you know.
Yeah.
So we don't know when you graduate, what age you were. We don't know all that stuff, Jabari.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Okay, cool. All right, you, my youngest daughter.
Yeah, I don't even know what kind of job I want to do yet, so I think I'm a little bit behind Jabari. You know, I know my gifts, one of my, you know, I guess like you have to figure out what your gifts are and then figure out how to use them. I know one of my gifts is just compassion, which is cool, that's what my name means. Another one of my gifts is being a real people person, and so I think, I don't know, I have to figure out how to use those two. I mean, like, you know, like Jabari said, to help people, of course, you know, and being someone that people feel like they can trust, I guess. I don't know. I haven't quite figured out what my purpose is yet. I've been thinking about it a lot, especially in figuring out what kind of job I want to do, you know. They have this degree that's really, I can use it for a lot of things. I'm trying to use it for what I think I'd be best at. But no, I guess I'm not where Jabari is yet, kind of figuring out exactly what I should be doing with myself.
Now, remember, your job does not have to be or parallel your purpose.
Well, I figure that's the best, you know, any is a good place to start. You know, when you're looking for a job, you got to figure out what you're good at and, you know, what you like and what you'd be able to, you know, do with yourself. I figure that's a good place to start.
No, that's not even a start. That might not have nothing to do with it. Zero. It's just job. Remember, a job, you get a job so that you can pay bills and do what you want to do. Get that? Don't think the job is your life and your purpose. You didn't come to planet Earth to, you know, to work for somebody.
Definitely not. So.
Okay,
well,
but you
got
to work for somebody so that you can make some money so you can do what you want to do. Without money, you can't do what you want to do. So let's not mix the two up. They might not have anything to do with each other. But if you can, if they do, that'd be wonderful. Sometimes it might take, you know, till you're 50-something to do that, like me. Took me forever to figure that one out. Okay, let me read you something. I was watching The Great Debaters. And they had some very interesting, thought-provoking, comments and things that they were getting across. Most of the time we miss it. So this is one of them. They said, we must impress upon our young people that there will be difficulties. We must face. We must defeat them. We do what we have to do in order to do what we want to do. Y'all get that?
Yeah.
How would you put it in your own words?
I mean, that's the best way to put it.
Exactly. Is there
anything?
Huh?
Sorry.
No, you can go ahead and say.
We might not be where we want to be, but in order to get where we want to be, we must do certain things.
And that's what a lot of people don't understand. They think that they are going to do what they want to do without ever having to do what they have to do. So some people might say, hey, I want to be rich. Okay, so how are you going to do that? You go open a business, okay? All right? How are you going to do that? Okay, you need money, okay? Well, how am I going to get money? I don't know. Okay, well, you probably need get some education so that you can figure out what you want to do, how to make money to make you do what you want to do. We do what we have to do. Why? In order that we can do what we really want to do. You get that? And that's what a lot of people miss. So they're busy trying to reach for this goal and get somewhere, and they're never going to get there because they never did what they had to do to get to the first step, to get them even to that place to do that. They haven't done that, so they're never going to get there. That's impossible. That's what, we as people of color are struggling with. Now, why do you think that a lot of Asians and Africans and Jamaicans and Islanders and all these other nationalities besides African Americans have figured that out and we haven't? Why do you think that they spend all their lives going to school, getting degrees, higher education? Why do y'all think they're doing that?
Because they know what it takes to move forward in life. They have a vision, and they know that things don't happen overnight. So they plan it out.
Okay.
I mean, I agree with them. They've been through some stuff. They see what they want to do, what they need to do. They see what their purpose is. They take stuff back home. We don't think about doing that. We just do what we have to do for ourselves, and then we, are successful as opposed to giving back to the community like we should. But they take their inventions and stuff back to Africa or whatever. And they use it to help everybody. They were raised differently, I guess, than we were, Maybe we had too much, maybe we were given too much, and we were spoiled, and they're not, they grow up without food, and so they don't want to do that anymore. They want to help other people who don't have food.
So education is the only way out. That's what they figured. They figured it out. Education is the only way out that you can do what you have to do in order to do what you want to do. And education is the only way out. Out of what?
Out of, well, it could be a variety of things.
Okay, I'm listening.
Out of, I guess for everyone, it'd be out of where you are now. You know, out of bondage, out of depression, you know, out of abuse, out of starvation, you know. That's how I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Good point. To Delaware.
Sorry, say that again. Mm-hmm. I had to step away for a sec.
No problem. We do what we have to do in order to do what we want to do.
Yes.
Education is the only way out. Out of what?
Out of the condition that we're in, the lifestyle, the struggles, the oppression.
Okay. They say the way out of ignorance, the way out of darkness, into the marvelous and glorious light.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So why do, well, during the civil rights movement, we wished to be getting education and we got it. Now the next generations don't see any wisdom in getting education.
No.
And some drop out at high school. Junior high school, never go to college, and think they're going to make it in life.
No, because the interesting thing is usually, you know, a lot of the dreams that people live nowadays is to become a famous singer, a famous rapper, a famous basketball player, football player. And, you know, some basketball players, they come straight out of high school. Some, you know, and then a lot of rappers nowadays, they don't have education. They don't even have a college. They don't have a high school degree. And they're making it. So a lot of people see that and say, that's what I want to be.
And lots of people are selling drugs.
Well, that too. That's what these rappers talk about, too. So they talk about slang and all this and all that.
Right. So
you
we have, yes. Mm-hmm.
Our generation, rather than being the next leader, world leader or anything like that, they're worried about, they would much rather be a gangster, you know, or somebody who's known for representing in the streets or something, you know. That's what it is.
Right. That's ignorance.
Gangsters get all the money, they get all the women. They might live a short lifestyle, but they're known in the history books, and that's what they believe, or at least known in the street. So.
And they're not known in the street because after they die, nobody remembers the next guy who killed them is going to remove his name from memory.
Yeah.
So it's ignorance and darkness. That's basically what we're in. We're in an age of ignorance and darkness. That's the problem. And most of the people that are overseas, they already grew up in ignorance and darkness, and they want out. They see the marvelous light is education to free their people. And so that's what, you know, they see that. So who was given this charge to do this? In the movie, they said, professors are the most privileged people because we have the most important job in the world, the education of our young people. I thought that was very interesting. Those are the first words that they are teaching in that movie. That's the first 5 minutes. That's what they're teaching. These are quotes from the first 5 minutes. And so I was just thinking myself, I'm saying, okay, I'm trying to be a professor. I'm trying to, okay, what can I do to help our people out of darkness and ignorance? So that's why we wrote books, we did. So that wasn't my job. You see, Mopay, that wasn't my job. That was stuff we did independent of my engineering. So your purpose and your job are not always the same. Maybe yeah. Over the years you can make them the same, or you can have them, you know, change yours to, you know, shape it into that, but, you know, it doesn't start at all that way. Any questions about that?
No.
Okay, this is the second part. This is the second part. They said controlling. Put the fear of Yahweh in the remaining black males, for they can be useful for future breeding. That means whip them, scare them, to the point that you put the fear of Yahweh in them so that they can be useful to do what?
Raise children.
What's that?
Raise children, or at least make them correctly.
Raise children, you said?
Yeah, it's future breeding.
Right, future breeding. Breed them to obey master. That's it. And you will train them to obey master. And if you don't obey master, then you're out of the crowd. So that's what people say. Dr. Deloche told me point blank. That's all recently. Emmanuel, that's why I didn't bring you here early. That's why I didn't bring you here. You be talking about a whole bunch of stuff, man. You be telling people, you know, that they, you know, that this stuff ain't right. I said, man, ain't you supposed to do that? Listen, Emmanuel, oh, man, that's why I didn't bring you here. When you were young, man, you were really wild up here, man. You really blasted. So that's interesting. Keep the slaves physically strong, but psychologically weak. And dependent on slave master. Keep the body, take the mind. Is that where we are today?
Yeah.
And they did a good job. We have 400 years of it, 400 years of training. And we think we're going to get out of that breeding mode quickly? No. And do we do breed each other? I mean, gangs, we raise up kids in the street. Gangs raise up other kids to sell more drugs. I mean, they just breed each other. Train each other in the ways of death. And you don't need a degree. Ain't nobody giving them no degree, but they got somebody's degree. Because them boys are doing a good job at it. Is that right?
Yeah.
They are doing an excellent job at it. And some say they never even went to school. Every black professor is here to help you to find, take back, and keep your righteous mind. Because obviously we have lost it. That's deep, ain't it?
That's still from the movie?
That's in the movie, girl. These are exact quotes in the movie. And that's why we have black colleges. To do this one thing. Some people lost the vision. Some people lost the surface. But this is what they said in the movie, point blank. They're like, wow, man, this is heavy. The boys ain't playing. You follow me?
Yeah, I follow you.
Okay. So that's the condition that we find ourselves after sin. We have to regain our righteous mind. We have to take back and find our righteous mind, because obviously we have lost it. So in the second condition that Adam fell into, that's where we found ourselves, soul under sin, obviously. Born under the law of sin, obviously. Sinful flesh, obviously, controlling and chaining us to his will, obviously. So I hope this helps you understand a little more clearer what's going on and what's the difference between your job and your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know when I found out my purpose? I found out my purpose real young. I guess you can call it real young. I don't know if that's real young, but what I did. I got arrested for jumping the train. Oh, man, in New York City. They caught me with some stuff in my bag and stuff. So then they went to jail one night, spent the night in jail. And I said, Yahweh, if you get me out of this, man, I am going to serve you. I've got to change. I've got to change. This is not cool. And there was my first, you know, desire to, you know, hey, this life that I'm living and what's going on, there ain't nothing cool about it. I've got to get a way out. So, and that was 19, I believe. That's when I was happy. That's when I had Rodney, too. And Rodney the same year. I mean, everything was cracking down on me. And I was doing push-ups in there, and they were trying to feed me some pork, you know, pastrami sandwich. I said, no, I don't eat that stuff. White bread and pastrami, you know. I said, no, man, I don't eat that stuff. And I was doing push-ups on the ground, man. And I didn't know when I was getting out of there. I was scared to death. So that, you know, that's made one of places in my life to make changes. So there's different things in your life that will do that for you. So I was like 19 when I had Rodney, around 19, because it was after my first year of college. Mm-hmm. And I came back for the summer. Yep. So some of us try to figure it out early so that we can deal with it. And, you know, as we get older, we try to figure out what we need to figure out. All right. Well, it's been around an hour, 40, 50 minutes or so. So is there any questions? Is this helping make things a little more clearer to you guys? Can y'all see things a little better?
Yeah, I just don't know what to do with myself now.
And what's that mean?
Don't know what to do with my life.
Well, It's real simple. You pray about it, man. Girl, you pray about it. That's what I did. You pray about it. For Yahweh to give you direction. I mean, hey, you're not going to get it nowhere else.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So that's, you know, that's what I had to do. That's what we all have to do. We have to pray and ask him to free us from ourselves. Give us some of the purpose, direction, you know. That's his goal. All right. If there's no more questions, we have y'all offer up a word of prayer.
All right. Dear Father, thank you for bringing us back together tonight. Thank you for giving us time to get together and speak about these different things, also giving us the knowledge and understanding for us to really relate it to our lives. Thank you again for bringing us together and giving us all time and mercy to get back home. Please be with those of us who are not able to be here tonight, but we're here in spirit, and help us to be able to deal with them and show them what we're learning. Please help us to be a light in the world so that we can show other people what's going on and open up their eyes so that we are not all lost together. Please help this weekend with that party to be a lot of fun. And in your name I pray, amen.
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 And I forgot that we weren't talking about the party online, so I'm sorry. It's been on my mind.